Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. It's now up to Governor Phil Murphy to decide whether flavored vaping products will be banned in New Jersey. The Senate and Assembly passed a bill yesterday prohibiting the sale or distribution of the products, and the governor is expected to sign it. He won't have to decide on a bill that eliminates religious exemptions for vaccines for public school children in the state. Lawmakers say they didn't have enough votes on that one. A plastic bag ban passed the Senate but didn't get an Assembly vote. Any bill not passed yesterday has to be reintroduced starting today. Well, after a four-year fight, speed cameras are finally being put up on Roosevelt Boulevard. KYW's Justin Udo reports it's part of a pilot program aimed at making that road safer.
When you add six 12-foot wide lanes that run in each direction with two of the country's most dangerous intersections and multiply that by countless drivers who go over the speed limit, Roosevelt Boulevard has proved time and time again to be a recipe for disaster.
There have just been too many people that have been killed or injured trying to cross this very busy, well-used road. We got to slow people down.
Scott Petrie with the Philadelphia Parking Authority says the plan is to slow people down by putting up speed cameras from Bucks County to City Avenue.
They're spaced roughly 2 miles apart. And don't forget about the red light cameras, too, because they remain.
They began installing the first set of cameras yesterday at Roosevelt and Solly. Over the next 60 days, cars caught speeding will be issued warning tickets. After that, things get real.
And the faster you go, the higher the fine. It can be up to $150.
Petrie adds the tickets will not result in points on your license, and there will be signs to let you know the speed limits on the roadway. Well, Philadelphia has a new register of wills for the first time in 40 years, but don't expect any dramatic changes right away. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the new register promises to take it slow.
Tracy Gordon seems like a change agent. She's the first woman and first African-American register of wills in Philadelphia. But she says she doesn't see any need to make immediate changes.
The employees that work here, they're professional. They know what they're doing. And this operation is a well-oiled machine.
The office handles wills and inheritances and also marriage records. It's long been known as a source of employment for the politically connected since it's not governed by civil service rules. Gordon says she wouldn't jeopardize the important functions of the office by hiring someone unqualified. Gordon says her one big new initiative is preserving records the office has amassed over hundreds of years, including some more recent treasures like Princess Grace's will and Frank Sinatra's marriage license. A former Bucks County employee has pleaded guilty to using county letterhead to try to help her boyfriend collect an unpaid bill. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Lynn Owens was a clerk with the Bucks County Jury Selection Commission office after a homeowner refused to pay her boyfriend $157 of a $675 bill for work he'd done on the woman's home. She typed out a letter threatening legal action on her county work computer and printed it on County Jury Selection Commission letterhead, then sent it by certified mail.
The letter threatened legal action. If the $157 wasn't paid, Owens was fired when the charges were filed. She pleaded guilty to misdemeanor counts of fraud, official oppression, and extortion, and is sentenced to 6 months probation, a fine, and community service. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.